Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Boston Red Sox reliever, we'd like to think closer, Adam Ottavino. Adam, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing great, thank you. Pitched at Northeastern, so obviously you know the atmosphere, you know the what's going on around here. But when the Red Sox acquired you from the Yankees, David Ortiz said you're nasty. That's a good thing, right?
It doesn't hurt. You know, I'll take it. I'll take any praise from Mr. Poppy whenever I can get it.
Speaking of Northeastern, I got to tell you a small world story. My high school friend, still good friends with him, Tristan Bessie, was one of your college teammates at Northeastern. And I know that he would reach out to you for tickets back when you were with Colorado and they were playing out in San Francisco. I assume a ton of your former teammates are still in the Boston area. Have a lot of these guys already reached out to you and looking to get stuff?
I think that they're biding their time because, you know, the regular season hasn't started yet. But I did get an email from my college coach about spring training tickets already just this morning. So It's starting, but, you know, it's all good stuff. So I'm excited for it.
Another random little coincidental thing. I lived for 7 years right next to where you went to elementary school at PS 39 in Brooklyn, but I will not be asking you for tickets, so I digress.
We're all one degree away from you, Adam.
No, it's the best. It's the best public school in Brooklyn. Man, are you kidding me? You can go to school there. You can hit the ice cream man, get an organic burger and a beer in like 3 seconds. It's awesome. So how do you feel about being the first guy traded between the arch rivals, the enemy and the nation in 7 years? And are you excited to hopefully maybe breathe a little juice back into this rivalry?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Boston's always a place I wanted to play, you know, even before the trade. So getting traded over here, I mean, I was definitely surprised that that's how it turned out. But, you know, now that I'm here, you know, definitely excited to do what I can and, you know, excited to face my old team and show what I still got left in the tank here.
When you were looking at the Red Sox from afar as an opposing player last year, what did you see from the Red Sox when you were competing against them?
Still a good team, still a team that you had to respect, you know, especially the lineup, you know, it's not an easy lineup, you know, Bogarts, JD, Devers, those are guys that, you know, can do a lot of damage on you in a hurry. So never took the Red Sox lightly at all. You know, I do think that, you know, maybe it was the pitching department that was a little slim last year with Chris being hurt and, you know, Eduardo being out. So there's some things there, but overall, I mean, it's definitely not a team to ever take lightly, and we're feeling pretty good going into this one.
A couple of years ago when you were doing an interview, you said you would strike out Babe Ruth every single time you faced him. And I know you've been asked about it a lot, but were you surprised how big that became? Like, it was headlines everywhere. I remember reading about it on all these, like, whether it's ESPN or MLB or everywhere, that popped up. Were you surprised just how big that became?
Yeah, a little bit. I think if I said Jimmy Fox, you know, maybe that wouldn't have been got the same reaction. But Babe Ruth, a lot of people are gatekeeping his legacy around the New York area. So, you know, people were quick to jump in on the debate there about that. But, you know, I definitely knew as soon as I thought what I said was tweeted out there, you know, by MLB, that I knew that, you know, something was going to come of it for sure.
How do you think you would do against Ted Williams?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's it's a different era. He played after the Babe, so
true.
He probably saw a little better pitching, than Babe Ruth did. But I don't know. Hypothetical at this point, I guess it's not worth weighing in, but I feel like I would do just fine.
Wow. Great way to endear yourself to Boston and be like, oh, man, no way I could ever strike out the splendid Splinter, man. Man was an absolute hero. So you got, I think, 19 or 20 saves in your career now. I'm not making any presumptions before the season begins, but obviously closer's been an issue for the Red Sox the last couple of years. Are you excited to kind of maybe put the stopper in the back end in the bullpen if given the opportunity this season, Adam?
Definitely. You know, when I was with Colorado, I did it for a little while before getting hurt. And then we had some proven guys there ahead of me. And obviously in New York, it was kind of the same deal. But it's not a job that I'm worried about. I would love to do it if the opportunity arises for me. And if not, you know, I'll do my best with whatever role I am given. So, you know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time worrying about what Alex is going to decide. But if he gives me the ball in the ninth, I'll definitely be excited for that.
Have you had discussions with Alex about your role yet?
A little bit. You know, he just talked about how he's going to run it a little more traditionally, you know, try to give guys, you know, clean innings, set places, roles that where they know what to expect. He said that he hadn't really figured out exactly the order of which all that will shake out, but, you know, just to pitch my game in spring training and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, the way I always look at it is, I just try to get myself in my groove, and once I'm in my groove, I feel pretty confident about any role I'm given.
And obviously on the Yankees the last couple of years, you get a chance to face them a bunch this year. Is there any former teammate on there that you're most looking forward to facing?
All of them. I'm excited to face them all. Got quite a bit of personal motivation against those guys, even though a lot of them are my friends. I guess the number one that would stand out is probably LeMahieu, just because we played together for 8 years, maybe 9 years. So, you know, we've never really had those battles except for on the backfield somewhere with nobody watching. So I'm excited to battle him with the lights on.
I was taking a quick look at your record against the Red Sox, and especially, you know, playing here at Fenway Park. Hell, you pitched in Colorado. You probably feel like you can pitch anywhere. What's been your experiences pitching here at Fenway?
I've always felt comfortable. The first time I pitched in Fenway was long before the big leagues. You know, I pitched in a New England college all-star game there, and then a little bit for the Red Sox pre-draft. I don't know. I've always felt really comfortable on the mound. You know, even in my games in the big leagues, I just always felt like it's a place where I have good energy, a lot of adrenaline. I can really lock in and just go to work. So no worries about the ballpark. If anything, it just, you know, it's exciting, the prospect of having the fans back in the building and get that juice back.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you were particularly excited about the fans coming back, and especially fans in Boston. You know, Chris Sale, your teammate, was on our morning program today and talked about how, you know, fans being there makes a huge difference because of the fact that Fenway, and I'm sure you've pitched in ballparks with big, wide open, you know, football fields of foul territory, whereas in Fenway, we're right on top of you. Like we, like if I sneeze, you probably step off the mound and say God bless you. So, does that in any way daunt you, or is that even that much more exciting? Fans being back and pitching in that particular kind of bandbox.
I love it. I love that the fans are close. You know, even growing up, going to like the old Yankee Stadium, it was a lot more on top of the field than it is now, and I like that feeling where the fans feel like they're, you know, right there next to you for all the action. And, you know, last year was super lame without the fans, and you know, it was just a totally different vibe in the stadium, and I'm really looking forward to getting back to the, you know, to the way it was before, and, you know, the way the Red Sox fans are providing that, you know, that environment for us to thrive in, for sure.
The Red Sox tweeted out video about an hour ago of Jason Veritek in full uniform and full gear catching somebody's bullpen. Has he caught you yet?
No, not yet.
Got to be ready, because you better put it where he wants it, or he get a little angry with you, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool, throw to him. Obviously, I watched him playing throughout his career. I even faced him one time, but it would be cool. I mean, I don't know if I don't know. Can he squat back there for more than one guy at a time? Or
wow,
let's see how the legs are feeling.
See, this is what can I just say? I think we've been missing a little bit of this swag on this team. I'm very excited about this, and like already taking striking out the splendid splinter and wondering if Veritek can squat for more than a batter. Here we go.
I mean, you got to be confident. I think he was obviously the captain of the team, so. You know, he's going to be a big part of what we're doing around here. I'm excited to work with him, pick his brain, you know, see what he's got for me. You know, been playing a while, but I'm always looking to get a lot better.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.